did the church play in the community? And which churches were most important in that area?
I would say Little Union, Napsco Baptist Church, you're talking about during Batestown time? Okay.
Up until 1945.
Okay. I don't know if Star of Bethlehem was around then. I don't know if it was, but I know, what's the church in Joplin Road? Star, Mount Zion.
And First Mount Zion.
And First Mount Zion. Okay. They were more like the churches of the time for the black community anyway.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the activities that they did?
To this day, I will always remember the Christmas plays. You know, it didn't matter how bad you were when you grow up. It didn't matter, whether your parents went to school or church. You were going to Sunday school. You were going to go to Sunday school, and you were gonna get baptized. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the biggest things for me. Was going to Sunday school and having that Christmas play, because the Christmas play always, you know, you're going to get some candy, some oranges, a little present, you know. And a lot of kids, that's all they got, you know. I can tell you without a doubt, there was a mini Christmas, I didn't get anything. It didn't bother me that much like it does these kids. Mm-hmm. But I remember when the military used to come up with these big trucks. And we'd always wait the whole month of December, waiting for those trucks to come up. And it'd be a big old paper bag, and it'd say, boy or girl, and they'd throw them at you. Mm-hmm. You know, and you grab it, and you got good stuff. Sometimes you did, sometimes you didn't, you know. And that was your Christmas. Huh. And that was just the way it was. But it didn't bother me. But I always knew the church, you're going to get that good big bag of candy going to last you for a month, and some apples and oranges. And Mr. David was always in charge of the... David Bates was in charge of the Sunday schools. Okay. And that's probably one of the most spiritual men I've ever met in my life. Oh. You know, I thought the world of him.
He seems to have been just an extraordinary person, everyone that you talked to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, literally. I mean, he's the same way wherever he saw you at. And like I say, he was very influential with me in church. Very, very influential.
What about things like the homecomings?
Oh, yes. My aunts would come back from D.C., from homecoming. And the revivals, you know, you get to see all of your relatives. And it also usually, you know, the church, whenever they had funerals, you know, whether you're a member of the church or not, they'd always let you have that funeral. And then you'd always get to see people that had been missing, or you hadn't seen, hadn't had any contact with them, you know. And I remember one time the churches used to allow you to keep because I remember my grandmother was buried. It was me, my father, and a couple of my uncles. They'd leave the body in the church all night long. And I remember one time I was just sitting in the back pew of the old Union Church, and they had went outside to smoke or whatever, and I looked around. I was by myself, and I kept looking at that casket. I'm like, oh, my Lord. I said, please don't wake up now. It scared me. And I was trying to play like I was brave, but I was terrified. And I was like, Daddy, come on back in here now. Yeah. You know, but things like that. And I love the old church. It was small. You were personal with people. You know, churches these days, I think they're basically too big. I really do. Mm-hmm. I really do. You can, because there can be issues with people in those big churches that you probably pass them every day and you never get to know it or be able to handle it, because it's more like a business rather than a church.
Mm-hmm. And more for entertainment.
Absolutely. And when I moved Spotsylvania several years ago. You know, we had to leave our church, Little Union, and because it was just too far. And I specifically looked for a small church, and we found one, a little place in that Cooktown down there. I don't know if you've ever seen it. And then I said, that's Little Union. I said, that's the old Little Union. I said, we'll go there. And it was pretty good. But I'll always remember the old Little Union. There's nothing like it. You know, I like the people in the new Little Union, but there's a huge difference.
What's the difference?
Like I just said, you know, it's just so big. It's ran like a corporation now.
Okay.
Whereas back then, you know, the church was built probably and paid for the same day it was built. You know, somebody would donate the land, somebody donate the materials, and just the congregation would build it. Nowadays, you know, it's a multi-million-dollar church. It's got to be ran like, you know, like I said, my brother tell you, you know, every time you open that door, got those lights on, the meters are running, takes money to run it, you know. And I think it's just gotten away from it. Everything's so high tech, and, you know, and they, years ago, like I said, you went to church, your whole day was gone. Mm-hmm. You went to church all day. Now they do a hour and a half, and they go crazy if it's an hour and 45 minutes, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I want one hour, no more.
We have
someone in our congregation who will sit back there, and they've got a timer on their
wall. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Beep.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Or they'll let the preacher know that it's football time, you better hurry up, you know. I mean, but back then, you know, like I said, everybody was personal. You knew you couldn't do anything and it not be known. I know who would, you know, take the breaks from the church and go out and open that trunk and take a little joy juice or whatever you want to call it. You know, I mean, I knew. I saw it. You know, and it was like, it was just so funny. You know?
Did you ever hear of the Red Card Molly Man?
Red Car Molly Man. Rings a bell.
Least from what I understood, these were the guys at the revivals and at the homecomings that would take the cards and go out into the woods and do their gambling.
My father said something about that.
Okay.
He was not at the time the religious type. He went to church every now and then, but he used to say some stuff about them. He mentioned something about that. I recall it, but I can't recall the conversation.
Okay. Now, did you say the original church is still standing somewhere, or Little Union?
No, it's not there no more.
No.
No, they tore it down.
That's what
against my wishes. I wish they'd have left it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're wishing that now, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the things with the newer people wanting to get rid of it. I'm like, what was the big deal of it? Mm-hmm. Whereas the older one, it's kind of the second oldest one is kind of merged into it. They're using it like a study. Mm-hmm. You can't really tell it's a part of the church, but it is. Mm-hmm. But the first one, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.